Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
This morning, I'm going to read from Matthew chapter 1, starting at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. He had some compassion there. You know, the law said he could have had her stoned, but he had some compassion. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until after she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. I was sitting there laughing when Pastor Vicki was reading the end of the story of Ruth, because she read about a birth, and I was going to start off this sermon about a birth. But I have an opening question for y'all. Are there any invisible people here today? Oh, you're laughing. I don't know why. Do you know any invisible people? No? Have you ever been invisible? Everybody's saying no. No, no. Do you think I'm crazy for asking that question? Maybe you're just confused by the question. But maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. See, invisible people are those who go through life without feeling like they've been seen by other people. They don't feel like people see them. Maybe it's just a day here and there. Maybe it's just when they're around certain groups of people. Maybe it's most of their lives. Maybe it's most of the time when they go through life and they just feel like nobody can see me. I must be invisible. It's not a comfortable place to be. It's not a very welcoming place to be. Maybe you've never been there. Maybe you've never felt like you're invisible. But I can guarantee you, many times in your life, you've been in the same room with someone who does. You've been around invisible people. Maybe you just didn't see them. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Everywhere you go to Walmart, you go to Kroger, maybe even when you go to church, there's invisible people around you. People that just aren't seen. In the past few years, with all the trials and tribulations we've been through, with COVID and everything else, there's probably more invisible people now than ever. But God sees me, right? God sees you, right? God sees you. Yeah? For God so loved the world, right? So He must see me. He must see you. But maybe you're thinking, no. No. I don't think God sees me. Maybe you just feel like you're so invisible that God Almighty can't even see you. That'd be a dark place to be. That'd be a dark place to be. So does God see you? Does God see me? Even in the valley, does God see me? Even in the pit, does God see me? Even in the mess I've made in my life, does God see me? Even in the trouble I've caused? Yes, God sees you. God sees you because He loves you. God sees you because He wants to see you. God created you and He loves you. God is with us. God is with me. God is with you. Can you say that? God is with me?
God is with me.
All right. Can you say it like you mean it? God is with me?
God is with me.
All right. Five of you believe that. That's good. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Think about that for a minute. You ever take that for granted? You ever take that for granted? Oh, yeah, you know, God is with us. Okay, blah, 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 blah. God is with us. I get it. I hear you. You know, we've all heard the Christmas story a million times. Every December, we have to hear the Christmas story again. Oh, my. Here we go. Let's move on. Something else. But take a minute and think about that. Really think about that. God is with me. That being said, that means I am with God. Isn't that beautiful to think about that? That God is with me through the fires, through the flames, through the bad times, through the good times. The God who created the heavens and earth cares about you. He cares about you enough to be with you. He cares enough about you to spend time with you. Oh boy, no, 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 no. If God knew what I had done in my life, well, He already knows. He knows what you've done. He knows what I've done. And He still wants to be around me. I know Melissa sometimes thinks, man, I don't want to be around you right now. Just get away. But God wants to be around me in spite of what I've done. He knows all the trouble I've caused. He knows the wrong I've done. And He loves me anyway. He loves me anyway. And He wants to be around me. You know, maybe you struggle with this sometimes, right? You ever struggle with that? I mean, I know I do. I'm raising both hands because I know I struggle with that sometimes. You know, you really believe God wants to be with you? After what you just said? After what you just did? Yeah. God wants to spend time with you. And I guess this kind of boils down a little bit to how do you see God? How do you see God? Do you see Him? Do you see Him way up here? Just looking down on everything? Just looking down on everybody? Maybe He's just waiting for you to mess up so He can zap you with a lightning bolt or two? That's all God is to you? You know, but God loves you. Emmanuel, God with us. And you really, really think about that, and I'll tell you, God loved you enough, has enough compassion for you and I, to where He was willing to wrap Himself in human flesh, step out of the heavens, step down into this earth, into our lives, and stand right in the middle of the mess we've made. He's right here in the middle of the mess we've made. That's where He wants to be. He came down to our level to see our problems from our perspective. And if you think about that, God sees you. God loves you. God sees the mess in your family right now. He sees the financial problems you have. He sees that secret addiction you may have. He sees that illness that you won't tell nobody else about. He sees us. He loves us. Each and every one. He loves us. And He's right in the middle of creation. God's not distant, way up there. God is not keeping His distance from you because He loves you. He loves you. And if you think about that, isn't that just amazing that He was willing to give up the throne room? He was willing to give up the throne room to be at your side, to live in the dirt that we have. God wasn't afraid to get His hands dirty. He wasn't afraid to get his hands dirty at all. And He's not looking at the issues we have. The family issues, the financial issues, the health issues, the addictions we may be battling. He's not looking at those to condemn us. He's looking at those so He can help us carry those burdens.
Amen.
He wants us to help. He wants us to give those burdens. As Pastor Joe was saying this morning, He wants to help us carry those burdens. He doesn't want to leave us alone with them. Jesus is right next to you this morning. Look at that empty chair next to you and think about Jesus sitting right there beside you. Think about Jesus sitting right there beside you. The Holy Spirit is present today. God is with us. God is with us. And He stepped out of heaven to connect with us in a way we can never imagine. Can you wrap your head around that? I mean, it's hard for me. I'm thinking God up there in heaven, and you know these stories, and you know how beautiful heaven must be. And He wanted to come down here and live in this dirt, in this filth. What was Moab called? God's trash can? Woo! God stepped into the trash can to live with us. And He wants to be with us. God is with us. He wants to do this life with us and carry us into the next. All right? John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whomever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but through Him the world may be saved. God with us. God steps into this world that we live in. You ever watch the news? You ever see anything just even by accident? You see something about going on in this world and think, "Woo, where's God?" He's right there. He's right there in the middle of it. Even people that don't go to church, He's right there beside them. You believe that? He is. He is. God is with us all. But let me ask you another question. Where's the church in all this? Where's the church? Where's the church? Christ is the head of the church, right? Jesus sets the example for His church. But where's the church? Are we? Come on now. Are we up here? Just looking at society, watching it pass by? Is that where we are? Maybe we've even done this. Maybe we've turned our back on the world. What do you think? Could we do that? Or maybe this is just how the world sees us. Or maybe it's a combination. The church, Christ is our example. Guess what we need to do? Guess what we need to do? We need to follow Him. We need to follow Him. We need to be willing to get out. In the middle of His creation, in the middle of His people, and love. We need to be able to see people. We need to be able to touch people. And we need to be able to let them know we love them. We love them, right? That's what we need to be able to do. We need to see people that are invisible. We need to see people in spite of their problems. We need to love people that society says are not lovable. Let's face it, there is a lot of people that fit in that category, right? People that society has turned their back on. We can't turn our back. We need to see people in spite of their burdens. I don't need to know what your burden is to help you carry it. And I certainly don't need to judge you for it, right? But I can come alongside as a member of Christ's body. And I could say, "Jeff, come with me. Stand up, my brother." And I can do this. And I can help him carry his burdens. And we can walk together. And then as we go stronger, we can see Doug and say, "Doug, come here." And we can put Doug between us. And we can both help carry his burdens. And as we go on and so forth, we can grab other people and say, "Let me help carry your burdens," right? We can do that as a church, can't we? All right. Thank you, guys. And we can just keep grabbing people and loving people in spite of what they're carrying. I don't care what your burden is. I'm going to love you. I don't care unless you want me to know. Then I'll help you carry. Then we can work through it, maybe. But see, it's not my job to condemn you for your burden just because, like it wasn't Jesus' job. You know, we go through this life with each other, just like God is with us. What a friend we have in Jesus. We can help each other through it in ways that maybe the world won't agree with. But if you think about it, if we started following the example of Christ, really, truly following the example of Christ, what would the world start looking like? What would the world start looking like? If we follow Christ's example and put our mind to do God's will, then we will see the amazing.
Yes.
You're not going to see the amazing just sitting in here.
That's right.
Right? Except if you were here Wednesday or Sunday night and saw the adults playing Twister. That was pretty amazing. We did not have to call 911. And it's not about judgment either, though. You know, I don't... Judgment is not in my job description. Okay? You know, you see a lot of that in the world. You see, well, that person did this, so they deserve that. That person did this, so they deserve that. Well, you know what? Think about what I've done and what I deserve. I deserve the cross. I deserve the cross. You know, and the world teaches us that judgment is what we should be doing. But I'm going to tell you, that's the easy way. That's the easy way. I could look at someone, you know, I don't know anything about playing the piano, but say Pastor Vicki had missed a note. You see that note she just missed? I can't believe she's playing that badly this morning. Hopefully you didn't miss a note, because I would have no clue if you did. But the harder road, it's to love people in spite of what they're doing. Love people in spite of how they've screwed up. Because I've screwed up. And God still loves me. So, let me use a little example about judgment, okay? A few years ago, Melissa and I were on vacation. We were down at the beach. And if you've ever been to the ocean, you know, sometimes the beach, it's got a real gradual slope into the water. And other times, because the waves are constantly churning, sometimes the slope goes like this and then it goes like that. Well, there was a lady down there. She got a little overcome by the waves and the sand, and she fell down right where that slope went like that. Okay? She was not a young lady. She was not a small lady. And she was not a sober lady. I had three options, okay? I wasn't too far from her, but I had three options. I could not see her and just ignore her. La, 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 la. You know? I could go over there and say, "What do you think you're doing getting into water in that condition? What's wrong with you?" I could maybe even whip out my cell phone and make a viral video of this woman trying to get up out of the water because she couldn't get up on her own. Her son was right there, but he was not able to help her get up. But I went over there, and I'm not saying this to brag on me, I'm just using this as an example. I went over there and helped her stand up and helped her get above that ledge and get back onto shore. When someone has done something sinful in their lives and they've made a mess of their lives, it's not my job to just tell them how they screwed up. My job just to give them a hand and point to the one who can help them. Just point to the one who can help them. Because that's all I need to do. That's what God calls us to do, isn't it? You know, we can watch the news all the time and you hear people, you know, you see someone did something. Well, they need to go to prison for the rest of their lives. They need to be shot, blah, 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 blah. It's like, okay, in the earthly realm, they've sinned in the flesh and they will pay in the flesh. But my job is still just to love them and point them to the one that can change them. Because I can't change them. I'm certainly not going to change them by condemning them. But we need to see people. We need to see people. We need to be willing to carry each other's burdens. You know, that can be hard sometimes. You ever got in the argument with someone about whether or not addiction is a disease or illness? How many people does that actually help when you argue about it?
Zero.
Big old zero. I don't care if it's a disease or an illness or a choice. I don't care. I just want to be there to catch them. When they're ready, point them to Jesus. And why is this all this important? Why is it so important for us to not be judgmental and for us to reach out to people and help them with their burdens and to just point them to Jesus? I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you asked. We're supposed to be doing that. You remember the Great Commission? Go, make, teach. We're supposed to be showing people. And you know, you can't show someone the way if you're not willing to see that person. If you go through life and you just, you know, people are just on the peripheral vision of you and you don't ever see them, you're not going to ever help them.
Amen.
You're not ever going to help them. You have to be willing to see them. You have to be willing to really, really see them. And you have to be willing to have compassion. Is it easy to have compassion? No. But we have to have compassion to help someone. Why would I help carry someone's burden if I don't care what they're doing? And what was the two greatest commandments Jesus gave? Love God, love others. Just to paraphrase, how can I say I'm loving others if I'm not willing to show them Jesus? If I'm willing just to step back and watch as they go down the path of destruction, how am I willing to say I love Jesus or to love them if that's what I'm willing to do? And again, it's not about beating others down, it's about lifting them up. And I don't have to tell them what they're doing wrong. That's the Holy Spirit's job, right? He'll convict them of the sin. He'll change their lives. I don't need to change anybody. I just need to point to Jesus. I just need to point to Jesus. And you know, that's not always that hard, if you really think about it. Another time we were at the beach, I was out in the waist-deep water, and I turned to go back up to the shore. Melissa was sitting in a chair up there, and I hear these people, they're pointing out there, pointing right past me, saying, "There's a shark!" No, they weren't saying there's a shark. Just wanted to make sure he was awake. They're saying there's a manatee. Y'all know what a manatee is? Big sea cow. They're saying there's a manatee, there's a manatee. They're up on the shore pointing and screaming. And I thought, cool. So I turned back around looking for the manatee. And you know where it was? I could have put my hand on its head. It was that close to me. And if nobody had pointed that out to me, it would have swam right by me and I would have never known. How many people miss Jesus because we won't point him out to them? And it may just be as simple as a smile. Maybe just let someone know they're doing a good job. You ever been to like the grocery store and there's a cashier that's all cranky? You don't know what they've dealt with all day. So just say, thank you. Thank you for helping me today. Just be nice to them. Maybe they'll wonder what's wrong with you. But maybe they'll realize, hey, you're part of that Sunday afternoon crowd. You must have just come from church. And you're being nice to them. Just be love to people. Be love. The world's full of hate. Be love. Be love. Follow the example of Jesus set. I'm tired from VBS too. I was only here two nights. Follow the example that Jesus set. See people. Look at them. Look at them. When you notice someone, it's amazing how their life will change when someone gets noticed. You know, a couple weeks ago when we did that Revive Ohio outreach thing, four of us stopped to talk to a homeless man. Homeless people are generally invisible. How many, and I'm going to raise my hand because I've done it too, driving down the street, there's a homeless person on the street corner holding a sign. You're like, when they get noticed, it means something. Love people. Point people to Jesus. Step out of your comfort zone, right? I was telling Pastor Joe a week or so ago that, you know, we need to get rid of these comfortable chairs. You know why? Because we get too comfortable in here. We need to get some real uncomfortable pews back up in here. So we're not too comfortable in the church. Woo! Pat's like, no. You weren't saved just to make an imprint on the chair at church. You weren't saved just to stay in the boat. We need to see people. We need to love people. We need to be loved to people. If you've been invisible in your life, you know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I've been around people that I don't feel like even see me. And I just want to encourage you this morning. Notice people. See people. Love on people. And with that, I want to close in a word of prayer, and I want to pray with you all that we can just start being the church. And I'm not just talking about Maplewood. I'm talking about the church, the whole church. And if you feel the need to come to the altar, if you've been invisible and you just want to know that someone loves you, come on up. And if you're one that just has a hard time noticing people and you just want prayer, come on up. I'm not going to call you out on it, but I just want to encourage you, if you're there, I want to pray with you. But I'm going to pray with the whole sanctuary too. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, Lord, we come to you right now, Lord. We have a friend in Jesus, and we know we have this friend. You help us carry our burdens, Lord. You help us through this life, through the trials and tribulations we go through. Father, you're always there. And we're grateful to you for that. Lord, this day, as we go forth to do our lives and live our lives for the outside of here, Lord, we just want you to help us to continue to be the church, Lord. Help us to continue to be the church to those out there in the streets. Help us to be the ones who appoint to you. Help us to not be so judgmental, Lord. Help us to not condemn people, but help us to love people. Help us to see people. Help us to care about people. In this world in which we live, it's very much all about me society, Lord. But Lord, we can't afford to be like that. We can't afford to do that. We need to be able to see people. We need to be able to love people so they can find you, Lord. Because how can I say I love someone if I'm not willing to show them you? Loving God and loving others is the commandment you gave. And Lord, I want to fulfill that. Father, empower and embolden your church, empower and embolden your people, and let us to be loved to this community around us, Lord. May your Holy Spirit move in our lives and in this world. And Father, above all, may your kingdom come and your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.